Ironside will not be seen tonight, but will return next week at its regular time.
I'm very sorry, Lex. I know you were looking forward to the new episode of Ironside, but...
Yeah. Oh,
next week, Lex. Next week. You'll find out the mystery.
All right. I'll get my VCR out and watch
my
tapes I recorded on.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Maybe tomorrow. Hey, everybody.
What about Beauty and the Beast? Is it back? Are they finishing that season?
Nope.
Oh, man.
No.
No screaming from the sewer?
No. No.
Cawthorne. The velvet.
Oh, my gosh.
What a lair down there, man. It was definitely not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle style.
No.
With pizza boxes and stuff.
No, it had a lot of velvet. It was very early 90s, before the 90s, because the show was late 80s. But, yeah. Victorian, it was very Victorian. And, yeah, very. It looked like the Cheesecake Factory, Caesar's Palace decorating style.
that's it.
I would like the chicken and dumplings and the tostada salad. Is that available down here?
You know what? Chances are yes.
Probably.
And a butler will serve it with a towel.
Yeah. Here's a...
Or whatever that's right called. You know, the little thing that they put on their arm.
He's ours, Professor, and we will decide what to do with him.
And set up for scientific sacrifice on Beauty and the Beast.
Oh. Yeah, they were trying to capture
the
Beast.
Wait a second.
Yeah, there were a lot of enemies.
A lot of enemies that tried to capture
With Catherine, and they were trying to capture him for, scientific reasons, and he was solving crime.
Here's another
on
one.
On
Beauty and the Beast, just the thought of what can never be is love enough.
It's the rarest kind of love.
There we go.
It's rare.
And then, by the way, Lex then had
to
go to bed.
God, I love that show. I know. I couldn't watch Dallas. I was not allowed.
Because this was the lineup.
On
here we go.
Beauty and the Beast, just the thought of what can never be is love enough.
It's the rarest kind of love.
Then on Dallas, guess who's really behind the battle for Southport?
You want to ruin JR, you hit him from all sides.
And on Falcon Crest.
What does a girl have to do to get a date with you, Lance?
I couldn't possibly guess.
Friday.
That's right. Friday nights on CBS.
So you could watch the horny anthropomorphic sewer-dwelling lion thing.
Yeah. Yep.
But Dallas was a line that could not be crossed.
I know, right? So, how does that make sense?
Right?
Mm-hmm. I just think it was timing. It was bedtime.
Probably.
Yeah.
We sometimes do this in the first hour. We sometimes do this in the second hour. No matter when we do it, it's fun. It's time for Why the Hell Is This on the Show Sheet? Alexis has written on the sheet, why drumsticks don't melt. Why drumsticks don't melt.
Yeah, well, while TikTok is around still, you might see drumsticks trending. I was like, what is going on? Why are people talking about drumsticks? So yes, it's melty fun.
Mm-hmm.
But is it melty fun? And that's the question. So someone on TikTok asked, why doesn't a drumstick melt? You know, like normal ice cream would. And a scientist now, an engineer, has answered back as to why. Because, I guess I'd never... Have you guys ever thought about that before?
Never.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So if you ever have any of these hard-to-melt treats, like a drumstick, drumsticks are not ice cream.
What?
Is it a frozen dairy dessert?
It is.
Uh-huh.
But it's emulsification. I'm reading this like, okay, the way that the drumstick is formulated versus regular ice cream. Now, the drumstick was invented in 1928, and it's a frozen dessert that it's an emulsifier, which is a chemical additive that encourages the suspension of one liquid to another. So it's this additive where, water and oil don't mix. And so they're playing with that. And that's why it does not melt. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I guess I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. I knew it didn't, because, you know, you could take a while for it to eat it, and it's not coming down the edges like a normal ice cream cone would.
I used to eat them all the time with my grandma Mazak while watching Dallas.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She loved drumsticks.
Ooh, and you get that chocolate nub at the end.
The nub.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, the nub. I didn't even think about that. Oh, the nub.
Yeah. Smart of them to put some chocolate at the bottom.
Right. So smart. But you're right. As I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I
you could have eaten it for the whole duration of Dallas.
Mm-hmm. And Falcon Crest. Oh,
yeah, just keep going. Baby bites.
You made it to the 11 o'clock news. Congratulations.
Thank you, Holly. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
It's not ice cream in there.
Yeah, we are solving all sorts of things today, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Well, when we come back, we're not done. Mm. We're not done. Are you scared of Sprite? Just ask yourself that. Are you scared of Sprite? Well, Holly's going to tell you why you might want to be. That and more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk, everything entertainment, everything hot air balloons. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Holly, why should we be scared of Sprite?
Sprite?
I'm a little nervous, guys.
Okay.
Just a little nervous. Now, earlier this week, we were talking about Pepsi and their new limited edition flavors.
Yeah.
One was lime, one was peach. Okay. We were like, okay, we're going to taste test these to see, you know, kind of sold on them, kind of not. Well, Sprite.
Yeah, Bobby Flay's behind him. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Well, Sprite also has a new limited edition flavor. And it's not the flavor that I'm terrified of, because it actually sounds good. This is called Sprite Chill. And it's a cherry lime flavor.
Ooh, love it. Yes.
Okay.
It sounds delicious. It sounds like a liquid form of a bomb pop. And I love those from the ice cream truck.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yum.
But this drink also comes with a cooling sensation, thanks to a proprietary blend of cooling agents that deliver a, quote, elevated sensory experience.
What is that, like the flavor crystals in bubble gum?
I don't even know what this is. I think that it's
icebreakers.
Yeah, kind of. And I'm scared because I don't know what this is going to feel like when I drink it and it goes down my esophagus.
Yeah, aren't the bubbles enough in the cool ice?
Apparently not.
Oh my goodness. All right, you guys try it first.
I'll watch.
How about you try it?
I'll watch you guys.
I think this sounds like a great idea for you.
Exactly. See where I'm going with this?
Meaning you.
No, you.
Oh, now the brand director of Sprite, I love what they have to say about this because it's such, you know, jargon. With Sprite Chill, we're doubling down on the signature intrinsics while continuing our legacy of strategic flavor innovation and quenching fans' thirst for a variety. And the exclusive badge value associated with trying and sharing limited time only beverages and experiences.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lie.
We got a new flavor. Drink it. Because boobs like us are going to go for it. Because now I want to try this because I'm terrified of it. I don't know what the... Now, that being said, I did do the math during the break, solving for X. I was like...
Did you? Wow. Well, that wasn't that long of a break.
No, it wasn't. Because I was like, okay, why are you afraid of Sprite Chill? But then you probably eat three things of lip gloss every year.
That's so true. You know,
I'm like,
and there's cooling, plumping sensations.
That's what I'm saying.
I see what you mean. Yeah, then you got it. You got to actually, you don't just try this, Holly. You chug it.
Okay, I will chug. You know what? I'm going to go to my local big box store.
Okay.
And I'm going to get the Sprite Chill Zero Sugar because the regular one makes me thirsty.
Oh, right.
And we'll drink this.
Okay.
I'm kind of
you two have fun with that.
No, Jason, you go and get yours too, and then we try it together and the Pepsi. Okay, so here's the thing, Jason. You either try the nasty Pepsi Peach, because that sounds gross, or Sprite Chill.
Ooh. Well, it is now documented how I feel about artificial peach stuff, so I shan't. I shan't be doing that. Mm. So if it's a choice, if it's like, you know what I mean? Fine. I'll do Sprite Chill.
All right. Well, we're going to be chilling out then. We'll go to the big box store and try to find this. It's a limited time only, like that brand director said, now through July, but only while supplies last.
Ooh.
It'll be not long.
It will be will it be like the Shrek Crocs and they're there 1 second and then they're gone?
Could very well be.
Those sold out so quickly.
What?
Oh, yeah. Those were so hot.
Oh, my God.
And now they have Pringles Crocs.
Oh, right. That's right.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. There was another one, too, that sold out. Oh, the purple, the blob. The taste bud. Grimace. No. That one. They did a collaboration, too, with Crocs. And that sold out immediately as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Grimace had a moment last year.
Sure did.
I missed this moment. I did not. Now I got to look up there. So it was a Grimace Croc?
Yep.
Grimace.
It looked really cool.
Mm-hmm. And Grimace had his whole moment, remember, last year with the purple shakes.
Oh, there they are.
That's right. Yeah, the purple shakes.
Oh, yeah. Look at those.
They had a slide and then, they had a couple. Well, actually, it looks like a few different ones. Yeah.
Oh, there's... It's a croc with fur?
Mm-hmm. A little toasty.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a sandal with the fur.
Ew, but you know what? I don't want that.
You don't want Crocs with the fur?
No, because what, you get all sweaty and then the fur gets sweaty and then, no.
Well, maybe in the winter.
Yeah. Well,
if you have some hand-knitted socks on. Oof, that's a look. I like you.
The Pringles Crocs collab, on the back for the strap, it's the Pringles man mustache.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're oddly glossy.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
By the way, his name is Julius Pringles.
It is not.
Oh, fun fact.
Also, abbreviated as Mr. P.
Huh.
So you could be wearing Mr. P on your shoes, on your feet.
Original sour cream and onion.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Jason, what size shoe do you wear?
I'm a 13, sometimes a 14 because of my big toe.
Great. Well, then it accommodates your big toe because I'm looking online and they got 13 and 14.
Oh, perfect. Well, the cutest Crocs that I have seen, and I just saw it online too. I was in DSW a few weeks back and they do have a Toy Story Croc, and
cute.
It looks like Woody. It's Woody's cowboy outfit. Those are really cute. I'm going to put this in the rundown. I don't know how I do that. I've never added a link.
Hey, you can just put it in the grid.
There we go. Paste. Oh, how do I do that? I don't know how to do that.
Control C, Control V.
Yeah.
Oh, Control C. Okay.
Copy.
Control C. And then Control V.
Mm-hmm,
there. Yeah. Okay, now look at. I just put it in there. Now take a look at the Toy Story Crocs.
Toys.
Oh well, those are cute.
Aren't those cute?
Oh, those would be really cute pool slides for the next time that you go down to Florida. Disney? Yeah.
I know.
Oh, those are darling. Wow, there's a lot going on.
Oh, and it even says Andy.
My
on the
eyes
inside.
Hurt a little bit. Wow.
Do they hurt? Ooh. That hurts your eyes.
Well, there's cow print. You got the grid at the bottom. You got the blue, the sheriff.
Yeah,
gibbet.
It's Woody. Yeah, it's
yeah, you got the whole
giblet?
Woody thing.
Did you say giblet?
Gibbet. Those are the little charms that go on there.
That's true.
They're called giblets? Or gibbets?
Gibbets. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
J-I-B-B-I-Z trademark registered.
Well, they got They've got a whole.
Oh, my God. There's Hamburglar. Station. Hamburglar Crocs?
Oh, yeah. That's hot, too.
The black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you guys seen those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Hamburglar.
Well, I've only seen them online or in the stories because the whole McDonald's line sold out quickly.
Oh, there's the Shrek.
There's the McNugget ones. Oh, then the Shrek ones have the little antennas.
Yeah. Oh, now see, I would buy those.
Yeah, my brother has those.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm, you know what? I'm not anti. I used to be anti Croc. I kind of get it now. A very nice listener sent me a pair, and we wear them to take the dog out.
Yeah, it's a perfect, easy slide on.
It is a good slide on.
You can rinse it if you step in the dookie.
Yep.
There's a lovely word for 7:12 in the morning, 7:24 in the morning.
Yeah, you just slip on that and you're like, oh, okay, get the hose out.
Flip and slide. There you go. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, rinsey, rinsey.
Yeah.
Rinsey, rinsey. Rinsey, rinsey, everybody. Hey, Holly.
Yes?
What do we have tomorrow for weekly trivia face-off?
Yes. Sorry, I don't mean to talk.
There's a little Miss Doubtfire there.
Oh, that was great.
Hello. Oh, think about that movie for a hot second. While I tell you about weekly trivia face-off, powered by Trivia Mafia, tomorrow, we have what they are calling, and they over at Trivia Mafia, it is sapphic trivia.
What?
Sapphic trivia.
Lesbian trivia.
Yes. Ooh.
Women loving women.
Yes.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yes. We've asked for lesbian trivia, which is true. And it's Lesbian Visibility Day. So we're having a game celebrating women who love women tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
Shut up.
Uh-huh.
This is fantastic.
Yes. And our players tomorrow. Coming special guest in the studio, arriving direct from Los Angeles, California, would be Jake Thompson.
Yes.
Woo!
My brother.
And
not
part
a
of the LGBTQ.
he's a lesbian,
part of the fam.
But yes. Yeah.
But we do have.
Yes, we have.
A real life lesbian?
Sure do. Alexis?
Gillian Hiscock, one of the. Wow. What? It's making national news. A place of their own. The bar that plays women's sports.
And only women's sports.
Jillian will be joining us to play trivia.
Goodness.
She's awesome.
With Jake.
With Jake.
Not a lesbian.
But, adjacent.
Yeah, a lesbian. That's what we are. A lesbian.
You guys
adjacent.
Are lesbian adjacent.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You got the L and the G.
Sunday, Monday,
right next to each
lesbians.
Other.
Tuesday, Wednesday, lesbians. Thursday, Friday, lesbians. Saturday, what a day to groove to KD Land.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum.
That's right. Tomorrow, weekly trivia face-off, lesbian edition. Oh my God, this is going to be the best day of our show ever. Only us, yeah. We'll be right back. Stay.
Everything Rebath. Man, I love talking about Rebath because I look at my bathroom and it just brings me joy. Because I know what it looked like beforehand, and it was not functional. It did not have the storage that we needed. And now it's what we wanted. And that's what was so great about working with Julie and Brandon, our designers. They came to our home, looked at our space, looked at our budget, looked at our aesthetic, and came up with a beautiful custom design. And what's so wonderful about Rebath, it's a one-stop shop. So we said, yeah, let's do it. We like it. Let's go. And then Josh and Joe came in, and in 5 days, we did a complete bathroom regut. They got the job done. So it was less time, less stress. They just took care of business. You're not wondering, is the contractor coming? Oh, they can't come for another few weeks. No, none of that. They get it done, and it's fabulous. And they have great warranties as well. You can stop into their showroom in Apple Valley right on Galaxy Avenue, or you can do like I did. Go to rebath.com and sign up to have a designer come to you. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off.
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Would you rather. Whoa.
There we go.
Oh, beautiful run, Jason.
Wow.
Thank you. It's time for Would You Rather, America's favorite family game. Please gather your family around the radio and please play with us. And as David Letterman said, please, no illegal wagering. Thank you.
Yes, no.
No, no illegal wagering. Okay, here we go. Would you rather eat one live medium-sized spider or have 100 non-poisonous spiders crawl over your naked body all at once?
The one you're eating is not poisonous, right?
It doesn't actually say.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to eat one. Just chomp. Done. Having them crawl all over you. Ooh.
And you're naked?
Yeah, that too.
Holly?
Get ready for some hardcore nudity! I'm taking off all my clothes. Let those suckers crawl all over me.
Might tickle, huh?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I might enjoy it. Yeah. I don't know. I've never tried it before.
What are you doing, Jace?
I can't believe I'm going to say this because I don't like to be nude. I'm with Holly. I mean, I won't be in the same room as Holly when it happens, but I mean, I'm willing to,
maybe we can have some modesty cloths, you know,
let's do that.
A little loincloth.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
A little
spider.
Murky.
Yeah. Modesty cloths. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Oh, I'm loving this music today. This is department store music from the 60s. And this is actually from 1973.
Nice. Yeah.
Would you rather have an intense makeout session with your teddy bear in front of coworkers? Or have an intense makeout session with the movie poster in front of coworkers?
Oh. I'd do either one. Maybe the teddy bear is 3D. Yeah, teddy bear.
Teddy bear for me.
Yeah.
Holly?
Yeah, I mean, I already have experience with Santa bears.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could make out with Cher in the Silkwood movie poster, but, you know.
You could.
Deep cut there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But going with the teddy bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's absorbent. Posters.
It's also three-dimensional.
Not really. Yeah.
You know?
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, the 3D helps. Yeah.
It does help. Would you rather go 9 months without drinking?
Yes.
Or go nine months without any sexual activity?
Oh, I can not drink for 9 months. That's easy.
Holly?
Yeah, putting the booze down.
Mm-hmm.
No problemo.
Oh, I'm putting the wang down. I'm not. No.
Just you go over there for 9 months, okay?
Oh, God. Okay.
That's a surprising answer, Jace, I have to admit.
I'm kind of kidding, but yeah. And now in 2 seconds, Colin will text and say, no, you're not.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Right, that's what we're thinking about.
Yeah. Here we go. Would you rather have every movie you watch replaced the lead role with Nicolas Cage?
Okay.
Or every song you hear is replaced by Nickelback?
Oh, man. Nicolas Cage is, you know.
I'm going with Nick Cage.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It's a hat trick. Nicolas Cage in every role ever.
Yeah.
I want to see Nicolas Cage in All About Eve.
Yeah.
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 I want to see Nicolas Cage in 9 to 5.
All three lead characters.
Yeah,
all of them.
All of them.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, this is awful.
Uh-oh.
Great.
Would you rather never be able to eat tortilla chips again or never be able to eat potato chips again?
Oh, tortilla chips can go. That's an easy one for me. Potato chips.
That's easy?
Yeah, potato chips are supreme. Over tortilla chips? Yeah.
Oh, no. Bye-bye, potato chips.
Really?
Oh, I've said this before. Tortilla chips and salsa are my kryptonite. If you want to see me, I can sit in front of a bowl of chips and salsa, and I am like a velociraptor. Mm. I love chips and salsa. Oh my God.
I love salsa on things. You could do a quesadilla or something instead.
Holly?
I gotta say goodbye, potato chips.
You too, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, I love tortilla chips. Oh my goodness. So wonderful. And when they're good, they're great.
They're good.
Whereas potato chips, more often than not, they're mediocre.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Rosa Mexicana. We used to have one here in Minneapolis, but we go to the one in Walt Disney World at the Swan and Dolphin Resort, and they have such good chips and homemade salsa that they really do make there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, my God. I'm thinking about it now. Yeah, here we go.
Mm.
Would you rather permanently smell like gasoline or permanently smell like nail polish?
Oh, man. I got to pick gasoline.
God, this is hard.
I used to love to roll the window down when we were filling up with gas and just big whiff.
So reminds you of your home planet?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Never mind. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Holly?
I suppose, yeah, gasoline. Because more people like fragrant huffs of gas, I feel like, than fragrant huffs of nail polish.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That stings. Singes the hairs up in there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the term fragrant huff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, more people will be like,
Yeah, I'm doing gasoline too. Okay. That's not appropriate.
Ooh.
That's not appropriate.
Really?
Yeah.
Naughty?
Okay. Here we go. Would you rather have permanently long fingernails or permanently long toenails?
Oh, ew.
And I'm assuming, say, since they use the word long, we're talking long, girl. We're talking long.
Oh, gross. Long toenails. Oh, and then your shoes and... But then you then your hands.
Yeah, and you can't trim them.
Ew.
I'm doing fingernails because...
Are you?
Yeah, because girl, think of your feet are so important. You're never going to be able to buy shoes and you're going to be running into everything. You're going to get those nails caught in elevator doors.
Ah! Ew. I was going to say beach life, you know, just move to a hut by the beach and then you just walk the beach all day and hopefully the sand will, you know, grind it down a little bit.
Have fun telling B. Arthur you have to do the show from the hut because of your long toenails, Lex. Have fun with that.
At least I can press the buttons, you know. I don't know. I might have to do toenails, guys.
Really? Okay. Holly, what did you say?
I can't knit, you know. It gets in the way.
Oh my God, Lex. You're going to have to put the needles down.
Yeah.
Maybe just to toe knit.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Holly?
I'm doing the hands. You know what? I can't do the toes. Yeah. I can learn how to wipe. I can learn how to wipe. Now, that being
like a back scratcher.
Yeah.
You get
that.
A back scratcher, I heard.
Oh, immediately I was like, how am I going to do that? But you know what?
And type?
Yeah, and type. My caveat is that I get free, delightful artful manicures for the rest of my life. Like, these are going to be kept. These are going to be beautiful, groomed and beautiful.
Beautifully painted.
Beautifully painted. And I'm just going
you
can do
that with your toenails, too.
Yeah, but I got to walk. I mean, I got to, like, do stuff. I can't. They're not going to let me do this job at a hut by the beach.
But don't the toenails just, like, curl up like a snail?
Not necessarily, Lex. You are going to be real funky.
Oh.
Yeah, and the people are going to look at
walk
you.
On your yeah. Heels.
Yeah, they're just, they're going to be like, oh.
Well, they're looking at your hands, too.
You're, it's going to be permanent COVID rules for you. You're going to be six, you're going to have a 6 foot, you're going to have 6 feet social distancing from everybody in lines.
And then it's going to be the legend of Alexis Thompson. You know that lady? She used to be on the radio.
And then now she's Howard Hughes in it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they make Kleenex boxes big enough to contain those toenails.
Oh, Lex, have fun with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are the options. Woof.
Trying to wipe our rear with our long fingernails.
That's right. Yeah. You know what? We're going to invent something, and we're going to go to the Shark Tank and figure it out.
Oh, my gosh. Do not Google long toenails.
No, Alexis.
Okay.
Whoa.
This has been Would You Rather.
Okay, now you know
what. You know what, though? I could dig really well. I wouldn't need gardening tools.
What, do you think you're some kind of marmot now?
We'll be right back. Run to Red this weekend. Hey, everybody. The Twins are playing again. Whenever there's a home game, Run to Red. Make it a whole evening. Get to downtown early. Both the North Loop Red Rabbit and the North Loop Red Cow are just blocks from Target Field. We usually pregame at one of them. Now, let me talk about Red Rabbit. I've been talking about Red Cow a lot lately. Let me talk about Red Rabbit for just a second, because Red Rabbit, and I know you're going to laugh at me, and that's okay, they have what I think is one of the best wrap sandwiches I've had, well, ever. And I know wrap sandwiches have been around since the 90s, but the grilled chicken Caesar wrap at Red Rabbit is revelatory. Get it? Revelatory rabbit? Anyway, whatever. I know you think I'm being dramatic, but you have to have this. And it starts with the tortilla. They put homemade croutons in it. Just trust me. You'll email me. Trust me. So the next time you're in the cities, run to Red Rabbit.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Okay, kids, take a break.
Coke is it
the most refreshing way to make the most of every day. And wherever you go and whatever you do, there's something big waiting for me and you. Coke is it
the biggest taste you've ever found.
Coke is it the one that never lets you down. Coke is it the most refreshing taste around.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Coming up in just a second, find out what we know about Bridgerton season 3. Alexis has that in just a little bit. But first, I just wanted to throw this out there because this, speaking of TV news, this broke a couple days ago. We just didn't get to it. You might have seen the headlines that Hasbro and Hollywood are going back into business together for Clue. Now, based on the board game, they say they're going to do another movie, and then they are going to do a TV series. Here's what I quickly want to say about this. Don't do the movie, because the original from 85 is a cult classic. Tim Curry, Madeline Kahn, you can't improve on that, and you shouldn't try. So don't do that. But you're going to anyway. You're not going to listen.
I have hope for it, Jace, though.
You do?
I do.
Really?
Well, because of the nature of it, it can be an updated mystery.
Okay. Well, hold that thought, Lex, okay? Now, let me see what you think about my idea, having said what you just said, because I think you'll like my free proposal. Remember when we brought Dunkin' Donuts back to the Twin Cities, Lex?
Sure did. Yes, remember
yesterday how we started the process of bringing the Sundance Film Festival to the Twin Cities?
Yep. Okay. Doing it again?
We're going to do
trifecta.
It again. Ooh. It's a trifecta.
Yay. What's your idea for Clue?
Jason and Alexis in the Morning is giving a free idea to Hasbro, and I forgot the film company that's dealing with them with this. Anyway,
TriStar. Maybe and TriStar, Sony's Pictures, actually.
That's what I thought, Sony. Thank you. Okay. Hi, Sony. Hi. Hi, Hasbro. I'm Jace. That's Alexis. That's Holly. Here's your idea for your TV show, okay? And you're going to love it. Make Clue an anthology series.
Okay.
Every cycle is a different era, a different mansion, and different stars playing Miss Scarlet, Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum, Mrs. White. You would get, it would be a different mystery, a different murderer, a different era, different wardrobe, and really you would attract such great stars having their take on these classic characters. Can you imagine, for instance, like a Bette Midler being a Mrs. White?
Yes.
And you know what I mean? And a Simu Lee being a Professor Plum, or Amy Schumer being a crazy Mrs. Peacock one time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And set in the 40s, you know, a mansion set in the 40s, or a mansion, you know, in the 70s, and have a hippie now. Mrs. Scarlet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it could be the same mansion, but then
different time.
Yes. How do you like them apples?
Oh, I love that. That's kind of what I was getting at, because what's so great about Clue is all the different ways you can solve a mystery, and where was it, and with what, and who. So yes.
But I think that's love better. That. I think it's better served as a television program. Yeah, an anthology series.
Yes.
So Hasbro, take our idea and run with it, and you can thank us later by giving us small walk-on roles in the show.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I can be a plant in the corner.
Yeah. Or we can be little maids. You know what I mean?
Butler. Yeah.
Oh, you get your special towel. Butler towel.
On my arm, and I have a bell.
Mm-hmm. So there we go. Yeah.
So TV, you're thinking TV instead of multiple movies. Nope. Interesting. No, interesting.
Yeah, no, we don't need
Is there enough story to tell in a TV? Like, are you talking like a 10-episode series, or?
No, or it could be four episodes.
Just a little small nugget. Yeah.
Do a Conan, do four or five. There's no rules anymore.
No, that's true.
Do a short season. Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, what do we know about Bridgerton season 3?
Oh, Bridgerton season 3. So we know that they will focus on Colin and Penelope and their love. Now, at the end of the last season, Colin has said, she said, I'm ready to take a husband. And he was kind of disheartened by kind of the cold shoulder that she gave him. And, but they're the new it couple in town. And, I'm so excited because Penelope is also the lady Whistledown, who is the town gossip. And not everybody knows that. And then Colin, of course, is one of the Bridgerton kids. And so this is the next story. In fact, I think in the book series, they've actually jumped one of the other Bridgertons to tell this story because it's probably more interesting. I mean, just, you know, bottom lining it here, you know.
Yeah.
And then she also had a riff with her friend Eloise because she found out about her being Lady Whistledown, and, you know, she didn't tell her. So there's already some tension built in at the beginning of the season. And, well, you know, I love Bridgerton. I'm a Shonda Rhimes fan, big time. And I think that the seasons have just gotten better and better and better. And I would also include Queen Charlotte in that as well. Loved it. And I think this will be no different because they've really built it up to the point where I want to know their love story. I want to know what happens here.
You're not alone. People that I've talked to that are Bridgerton fans that weren't even big fans of 2 are actually very excited for 3 because of everything you just said.
Fabulous. Yep. They're doing it in 2 parts. Part 1 on Netflix, May 16th. And then the second part, which is episodes 5-8, that will be June 13th.
There we go.
Splitting it up.
Netflix. We're going to split up too and leave because Second Chance Romance is next. I'll meet you guys in the woods, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Third tree to the right.
Hey, it's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. And we just had a smart idea for Hollywood. Yes, Clue. Make it into an anthology series. Well, I've got a smart idea for you. It's a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. I recently opened my own smart checking account. It was so easy. I made my appointment online, went over to rcu.org, and then I stopped by my local branch for a personal consultation. Now I'm managing my money the smart way with Royal's smart checking. No minimum balance. No monthly fees. Nope. And my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, extra smart, I now have access to my money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. So they're not going to be asking you for fees or anything when you want to access your smart checking account at Royal Credit Union. Go to rcu.org to open your account online. Make an appointment to stop by a Twin Cities location. You can do whatever you want. That's rcu.org or mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal.